Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
The Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it,
baby. Let's go. Wait, see.
Welcome to the Rookie Fever Podcast. I'm Mike the Feverish Finero, and I am here with a very special guest. We're doing it again. We are releasing 2-3 2022 rookie profiles every week until the NFL draft in April, and each episode will focus on just one incoming 2022 rookie. So buckle up. I have Katie Flower, the diva of Devi. You can find her on Under the Helmet Podcast, and of course on Twitter at FF_Skyler399. Katie, how are you? It's been too long.
It has been way too long, Mike. I am doing fantastic. I'm excited. I'm going to the Senior Bowl next week, wow. Doing a little scouting, getting to see some of these quarterbacks live, and I just cannot wait. It's football season, full swing.
I'm definitely jealous. I am definitely jealous. I want to hear all about it. Katie, are you ready to get into this?
Absolutely. Woo pig suey.
Rookie Fevers. Rookie Player Profile Edition.
Nice. All right, we're going to start off with the question of the day. I'm sure anybody who read the description already knows, but being one of our very first analysts last year and one of our very first analysts this year, we reached out to you and you had almost any 2022 rookie to pick from. Almost any single one, if not every single one. Please tell our listeners who you chose and why.
I chose Treylon Burks from Arkansas, wide receiver. And the reason why is Arkansas is my favorite college football team. Everybody that knows me knows that. And it's been since 2013 that a wide receiver from Arkansas has been selected in the NFL draft. And that was Kobe Hamilton, 2013. I even told my boyfriend who lives in Arkansas a few years ago when Treylon Burks was being recruited and decided to go to Arkansas, I said, man, between him and Trey Knox, we're finally getting receivers over 6 foot tall that actually have some speed and some skills. This is exciting. We don't have any peanuts on the outside anymore.
Well, his name is coming up quite a bit in my draft research. I heard him described as almost a running back after the catch. What does this guy do best? Hands, versatility, competitive toughness. He kind of seems to have it all.
Well, he doesn't have it all, but he's a big competitor. He's an athlete. And I would describe him, you know, not as a refined wide receiver. There's a lot of room to grow in that department. But as far as athletic ability, he's big. He's strong. He's fast. Everybody hears about his supersized gloves. They had to order special 5XL size gloves. They didn't have them in his size for a wide receiver. And he is not the greatest route runner. He's not quick, but he's fast. And that with his toughness, I think he's got a lot of room to grow. As good as he is now, he has a lot of room to grow.
I was going to ask you about that route running capability. I did see there was indeed some room to grow. Daniel Jeremiah has him mocked as the first wide receiver off the board and in the top 10 of this upcoming NFL draft. What do you think about that?
I would not be surprised. I think that the team that gets him will have to be creative with him, at least at first, while he's learning to refine his skills. There are several different things. Being a Razorback fan, I got to see so many of his games in the last 3 years. And I was hoping Kendall Briles would really start to have him do more of running the route tree. But he played primarily in the slot. He did a lot of running back plays and some screens and just some trickery. But getting the ball in that athlete's hand and then letting him be the playmaker that he is. He runs just a very limited route tree. And as I said, just so much room to grow with the right coaching staff and the right offensive coordinator that can utilize him, acclimate him to the NFL. He's played in the SEC against some of the best defenders out there. So I'm not worried about that so much, but just how will he be used? And he has shown me that he's a hardworking guy. He hasn't been in trouble off the field, and he does have the propensity to learn. He's gotten better every single year.
All right, so I already know the answer to this, but I think some of our listeners might be thinking this. If I'm wrong, sorry, listeners, but there was a little list in the middle there as far as, like, use him in the right way. He needs room to grow. They're going to have to be creative with him at first. I heard a lot of those descriptions used with Kadarius Toney. You're not going there. No. Kadarius Toney, like, almost wasn't even a wide receiver in some ways by the time he came out. Like, he had a lot of room to grow. You're not talking about, like, that kind of creativity. You're not talking about that room to grow. You're talking about, like, if you have to pick something, he might need a little jump start in the beginning, right?
Right. No, I absolutely, there's no comparison. I mean, for one thing, he's 6'3", 225 pounds, and he is a physical specimen that can jump, that has huge hands. I mean, as far as the physical, everything about him, he's a completely different player from Kadarius Toney. Just that when he was recruited from Arkansas, he could have easily played linebacker for us. He could have played safety. He is still young in being a wide receiver. He tore his ACL his senior season in high school. He is an Arkansas boy from the get-go, so he stayed home to go to school. But he's only really played wide receiver for 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. And so against the best competition in college football. So I don't think he's gadgety like Laviska Shenault or Kadarius Toney to
there
that.
There we go.
No, I wouldn't comp them. They're not even close.
Like I said, I knew the answer to that, but I felt like the description was kind of like taking maybe some of the listeners in that direction. And I knew you meant, like, as a criticism, like, hey, look, like I said at the top, what doesn't this guy have? And you're like, well, hold on. He's not like, you know, going to come out as a Jamar Chase here. Let's calm down. Is he your wide receiver one in this class, though?
Yes, okay. He is. But there, kind of like with Mike Evans, not the same type of skill set, not the same type of player. But when Mike Evans came out in 2014, there were questions about how he would transition to the NFL. He was a big, strong guy. You saw, you know, the light was there. The light bulb was, you know, on, but not fully bright yet. And he has had a stellar career. I think Treylon Burks is that similar type. There's question marks. He's not a slam dunk 101 kind of guy. I wouldn't expect a huge rookie season. I mean, a lot of people are spoiled by the Jamar Chases when they have the great rookie season. I think the one thing from a dynasty perspective that people can hope for is that he doesn't have an outstanding rookie season, that he has just an okay rookie season, because then the buy low window will open up. And I think that he, very possible top 10, as you mentioned, in the NFL. And if he does, I can see him going at 101 or 102 in non-superflex and maybe even in superflex.
Yeah, with this draft class, sure.
Right, with this draft class being fairly, I wouldn't say weak necessarily, but I think it's deeper than it is strong. There's some talent, but you're just going to have to hope to hit on it.
Right.
The good ones, I think, always do have question marks. People were questioning DK Metcalf. They were questioning AJ Brown. And so it's not a bad thing to question that.
Right. Yeah. And by draft class, I was mainly meaning, like, for Superflex, the lack thereof of quarterbacks in particular, could drive a couple of these running backs or a couple of these wide receivers up the board where they wouldn't maybe normally be with 2 or 3 high prospect quarterbacks that you're just going to have to pick in Superflex because, well, that's what you do in Superflex. This is one of my least and sometimes my favorite question. It depends, because it takes some imagination to answer. Ceiling and floor for this player in the NFL?
I think ceiling would be kind of, he's going to be a slot guy. I don't see him being an outside wide receiver in the X or anything like that. But I still think that fantasy wise, he could be an alpha for his team. He'll just be a very productive big, he'll be a mismatch in the slot. And again, if he's got a creative offensive coordinator, he could even do some of the Cordarrelle Patterson type stuff that you see. So I think ceiling is Mike Evans, floor. I don't usually comp players, so yeah, I don't know. I mean,
floor is tough.
I think he's either going to make it or he won't. I don't know. I don't know that there will be an in between.
That's fair. Yeah, especially the way you described him. That's fair. And then also, like, when you brought up Cordarrelle Patterson, I was also thinking like Debo's season that he had this year, where it seemed to get incredibly running back oriented. I'm not going there with it, but just to be able to use them in a way where it's just like we just got to give him the ball. What are some of your concerns? I know we hit route running a little bit, but do you have any other concerns for this player that might affect him in the NFL, which then would affect his opportunities?
It will be harder to get separation against the really good quality defensive backs that you have in the NFL. He's fast, but I don't think he's got that short area quickness like some wide receivers.
All right, Katie, so I know you hate these two things. You hate landing spots and you hate player comps, and my last four questions kind of incorporate both. So just give me a very interesting or likable or good wide receiver landing spot in the NFL. Just pick a team, not necessarily for Burks, just pick a great landing spot that needs a wide receiver.
Carolina, Chicago, the Jets, Washington. I mean, all those guys are in the top. Well, Washington's 11, pick 11, but I don't
maybe,
think the Broncos.
Maybe
Atlanta, but.
I was going to say, we don't know what's going on with Calvin Ridley.
Right.
Let's put, out of all the situations that you know. Okay, so we know Fields is in Chicago. Let's put him in Chicago. What do you think?
I think that Justin Fields could get a lot out of him.
Yeah.
And the fact that Justin Fields is a running quarterback and in college, he's played with three different quarterbacks. So I think that he'd be completely fine with that skill set.
Wow. Three different quarterbacks in college. Wow. All right. So this is one of those questions that is also difficult to answer, but I feel has a lot of kind of, it creates relevance. It's so tough when we're comparing class to class. And I think that's the tough part for you, but I think it makes it easier for people to understand a little bit about an incoming class they might not know so much about. So if you were going to kind of put Burks into our most recent class that we just saw, the 2021 class, about where would you put him? He's not Ja'Marr Chase, probably not Waddle, but I don't know. Where do you kind of put him in the? I think we had a really nice wide receiver class this year. I mean, people were disappointed with Devonta Smith, and Devonta Smith had a great rookie season. It was just the players that Waddle and Chase just kind of outshined them statistically in breaking rookie records. But I know you're not expecting rookie records out of Burks. But what can we kind of, in comparison to last year?
Like last year, wide receiver four to six.
Okay, that's not bad.
Somewhere in that range.
So right around Elijah Moore area.
Yeah, Rashad Bateman, Elijah Moore.
Yep. Okay. All right. That puts a lot of perspective on it for me, because I think we will continuously get obsessed and kind of excited about these rookies, and Burks is probably going to be the number one wide receiver in a lot of rookie drafts. And in some case, even like you said, the 101, but sometimes it's nice to kind of like put some relative speculation compared to the two different classes. So that helps me out a lot. So hopefully it helps the listeners a little bit. So another thing that you love, player comparisons, Daniel Jeremiah compared him to AJ Brown, strong, tough, excellent hands, yards after the catch. What's your reaction to comparing him to AJ Brown?
I don't think he's anywhere near the wide receiver that AJ Brown was. And I think he's as physical and as much of an athlete as AJ Brown. But I think that if he gets the right coaching and can develop, I could see that in 3 years, I could easily see him in that realm.
All right. Hype time.
OK. Okay.
This is your time to hype up the player. He goes to Arkansas. He plays in a tough conference. You've seen him, I'm sure, every single game. This hype this guy up. Get me excited about Treylon Burks. We're getting so honest about him. Now I want to get excited about him. Why should I be excited about Treylon Burks?
All right. Treylon Burks is a playmaker. He was strong. He was the Arkansas offense. We had a great running team, but he was our offense. Reliable, one-handed catches with those big mitts. Adjusting to the ball very well, adjusting to the different quarterbacks. I mean, he just drips with athleticism. His size, 6'3", 225, solid as a rock. 4.45 is what they are speculating as his 40 time, which is, for a big man like that, that's more than respectable. 10 1/4 inch hands, like Odell Beckham size hands. And just a nice overall guy. He's a hardworking guy. And Arkansas homegrown boy. And I think I really, really want him to succeed and make it big. I think he can. And I am excited to get as many shares of him as I can.
I really like what you say about, you know, the man. He seems to be a good kid. He seems to have a good head. And I feel like that gets a little, especially in fantasy, that gets a little underrated. We don't really ask those questions. We don't really, I mean, off the field stuff, of course, like if something big off the field pops up, like that's a concern. But I think the hard work ethic, I don't care how much talent you have or how much physical ability you have, how many traits you display, if you don't have it between the ears and you're not willing to put in the hard work, you just don't make it in the NFL. Everyone in the NFL are great athletes. They're a select bunch. So I love hearing that kind of stuff. And I think that's important. I really do. So I like hearing that about the kid. You definitely got me excited. I appreciate that. Okay. I wanted to get excited before we went to our last two questions. Now we're gonna go off of Burks just for a second. I'm gonna ask you, who is your guy in this year's draft? Doesn't matter where you're drafting it. Last year you gave me Najee Harris. That was a pretty damn good one. We were working on Chuba Hubbard together, and I asked you for the same as that question. Who's your guy in this year's draft? Who are you hanging your hat on? You said that Najee Harris kid. He's pretty much a can't miss. You draft him, you're good to go. So I'm not looking for a bottom feeder here. I'm just looking for can't miss in this class.
Man, I have always liked Isaiah Spiller from Texas A&M, running back. And he's been in the shadow of Breece Hall, which I really do think that Breece Hall is also very excellent. But I'm going to hang my hat on Isaiah Spiller.
Like it. We will be doing that draft profile very soon. I will be doing that draft profile very soon. So excited to talk about Spiller. One guy you will not touch, not interested. He's going to go too high for you, or you're just not interested, period. Last year you picked Kenny Gainwell. Can't argue with that one too much. Give me a place or a guy that just you're not feeling it, Katie. You're just like, you know what? Let somebody else take the chance on that dude. I'm out.
I think that I might get some hate mail for this one. And in the Debbie circles, when I do the rankings, I even had somebody text me a message and say, are you sure that you didn't overlook this guy? Because he's like 60 spots lower than everybody else has him. And I said, it could be 30, it could be 60. It doesn't really matter. My point is, I do have him ranked a lot lower than everybody else. And that's Garrett Wilson, wide receiver from Ohio State. And I know a lot of people love him and they think he's the next big thing. And I sort of get it, but I'm not buying it.
I'll tell you what, Katie, people need to listen more to you. I know I do, and I'm a better fantasy gamer for it. So I'll take that advice. I will. I know Garrett Wilson's a big name coming up, but I'm gonna ask some more important questions about him now just because you said that. Katie, thank you so very much. I couldn't have done this show without you. Clearly, please tell everyone where they can find you, your content, anything else you want to share with them.
Sure. So our podcast Under the Helmet comes out on Wednesday mornings. We'll probably have a few extra next week because of the Senior Bowl. So tune in for that. And you can find me on Twitter at FF_Skyler399.
And definitely check her out on Twitter. I've had plenty of interactions with you and the people in our circle, and it's a lot of fun. Thanks again, Katie. And thank you, our listeners, for allowing us to hit your ears. This is the Rookie Fever Podcast. Please do not forget to rate and review, and please, please do not forget to be awesome. I get a fever that's so hard to bear. Rookie fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. Rookie fever, when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now. Who got the 101 scouting? He's never done this to before and run. I told you anyone's size must be just unreal. Landing spot not ideal. Wait, when's this breakout? A full rookie fever stage. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my friend. Now we give a fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon. Got the fever, cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever, so she got the fever, and he got the fever. No cure for the fever, so let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever. Thank God for the fever. Now you got 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 the fever.